Let your soul roar today. This is Brad Dalton with the Best Self Podcast. So excited to be hanging out with you. Thank you for joining us today. I want to talk about four things positive impactors don't do. And we'll talk about what to do. And when we're thinking about these things today, I want us to embody the change. When we're digesting these things today, I want us to embody what we're digesting. If we don't embody the change, nothing will change. If we do embody the change, we will truly become something incredible. We start to see change. Here are four things that positive impactors don't do. Positive impactors don't allow yesterday to overextend its stay. They understand getting tripped up pursuing extraordinary is far better than succeeding chasing average. We didn't wake up to be mediocre. They begin winning with what's currently in front of them and then improvise, adapt, and overcome. And this reminds me of a boat. Boats don't sink because they've been put in water. Boats sink because of the water they put into the boat. You, me, and we will only sink and experience abnormal struggle if we allow insignificant thoughts and habits to seep inside our dome. Do not allow insignificant habits to play a significant role in your life. It's a non-negotiable. Do not give them permission. Do not cave into the tyranny of sabotaging thoughts. Do not fall to the devil's wishes. We cannot let uncontrollables, such as what happened yesterday, dictate the amount of awesome we plan on creating today. The second thing positive impactors don't do is they don't overvalue tomorrow. You, me, and we're built for expansion today. Champions believe in win, W-I-N, what's important now. Win this next rep, this next sell, this next conversation, this next teachable moment. Win that today. Third thing they don't do is they will not underestimate today. Abide by this and you, me, and we could be positively unrecognizable this time next year. Is that something that's sexy to you? Would that be sexy to you? To be a completely different kind of beautiful beast, bodacious beast 12 months from now? You've got to believe this is true. You got to believe this is attainable because it is. Today's gift wrapped in all kinds of deliberate discomfort, happiness, joy, anxiousness. I'll tell you one thing they do is they surround themselves with positive impactors. A high performer just in your proximity, studies will show, will increase your performance by 15%. Increase your performance by 15% just having another high performer in your proximity. Conversely, just sitting in the same room as a low performer will drop your productivity by 30%. Positive impactors get this. They get it. Today, I want you to burn positive thoughts into your soul. I want to hear your soul roar. And ask yourself, please, ask yourself this question. When really taking an audit of your actions and the decisions you're making, ask yourself, if I can never talk about this, would I do it? If I can never talk about this, would I do it? This isn't a massive judgment zone. This is just a gentle reflection and an opportunity to steer negotiations within ourselves and with others. Today, shift your thinking, shape your mindset. You go from same thinking to change thinking today, to soulful thinking today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make it a great day. Thanks for checking out the Best Self Podcast with Brad Dalton. If you liked the show, be sure to leave us a rating review and a comment. We'll see you tomorrow.